Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. You've got to be part of the solution. You have to be part of the solution. I don't know any other way to put it. Because if you're not part of the solution, you know you're part of the problem, right? So get informed, get engaged. I don't know. I'm not trying to be over the top. But watching what's going on, watching how parents are responding, watching how people are responding to this is making me crazy. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right. Funky Joe today. God, this guy... They cover for his gaffes so much. And you probably didn't see much of what was going on today. But when he went out to the Ford plant, and which is really funny because aren't they the ones, or they're one of the plants, they're actually moving to Mexico. Isn't it good? They're moving a portion. That's all great, isn't it? So Funky Joe today. He was joking with the reporters, or they were asking him questions. Well, how does it feel? How does it drive? Right. And one says to him, hey, I mean, this is great. This is wonderful. Love it. He said, Mr. President, can I ask you a quick question on Israel before you drive away, since it's so important? Biden's response? No, you can't. Not unless you get in front of the car as I step on it. Can you imagine Donald Trump saying that? Can you imagine what would have gone down then? Right? It's just nuts. It's so blatant now, nobody cares anymore, right? Just that blatant. Then he said, oh, just joking. To quote Joe Biden, come on, man, journalist Alejo Picazo reacted. What a hilarious context in which to joke about attacking journalists. Isn't that cool? One guy said, this is a terrifying threat against American free press. I trust impeachment proceedings will soon follow. Right, just a joke. I mean, sure, when you think about this stuff, think about what they went after Trump for. They were all over him for jokes like this. Although he does have the, you know, Trump can have the personality of a rock. I mean, I get it. But actually, wouldn't it have just been Trump? It probably would have been any Republican who said this would have been a problem, right? 855-REAL-JOE. I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Biden also got a tough tussle today. With the squad, which is nothing new, right? Tlaib, I think she either staged it. It just didn't look right. It was a heated confrontation on the tarmac in Detroit. They engaged in a tense 8-minute conversation on the airport tarmac in Detroit. Tlaib refused to say what she and the president discussed, but at one point, Biden patted the congresswoman's shoulder, and then later on, he complimented her. Isn't that cool? A woman who hates Israel. You Jews who voted for Biden, God bless you. I don't even know what to tell you. God's going to have to bless you. They can't stand you people. They hate you. And yet you're okay voting for them. I don't get it, and I'm sorry, but I never will. He says, I want to say to you that I admire your intellect, I admire your passion, I admire your concern for so many other people, except for the Jews. Not my words, not his. I mean, it's just amazing. This is what he was saying about her. He said, I pray that your grandma and family are well. I promise to do everything you see what they are in the West Bank. You know, I'm just amazing. What does that mean? I promise you, what does that mean? He went on to say that you're a fighter, he added. Now he referred to her as Rashid. And God, thank you for being such a fighter. Now, she's been a fierce critic of his. And the State Department's handling of that conflict between Hamas and Israel. If you support a ceasefire, then get out of the way of the UN Security Council and join other countries in demanding it, she said. Right? She directed that tweet directly at him. She called it apartheid. These people, again, they use words, first of all, they can't spell, they don't understand. And they try to scare you with words that have very, very sinister, nasty meanings. I don't let them do that. I won't let them do that. She called Netanyahu the apartheid in chief. Says he won't listen to anyone asking nicely. He commits war crimes and openly violates international law. So, Tlaib, you lying piece of work, why aren't you calling out the Palestinians, the Hamas? Why aren't you calling them out for putting, you know, for firing rockets from hospital parking lots, from rooftops, from school parking lots and school playgrounds? That's against the law, too. Aren't you calling them out? Do you care? No, they don't. Whatever furthers their cause. Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. So let's hit the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROGEO. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I mean that sincerely. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you part of the solution, not part of the problem. And seriously, and the way you do that, the easiest way to do it is that, listen, take notes. Whatever it takes you to do it, you know, you take notes, do it the right way. And ask questions. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. There's just a boatload of crazy stories out there now that we're all dealing with. Here you have the President of the United States slowing the uptake as to what's happening in Israel. not really acting like somebody who really cares about what happens to them. Let's just be honest about it. And then starting to praise Tlaib for what, for being a hater, basically. He loves her energy and her passion. Well, all she ever talks about is her hate for Israel, really. And how much she hates this country. We have people now in Congress. This is just unfathomable. We have people in Congress right now who hate America, who hate this country, who hate everything it stands for. And there's such a bunch of Maronis that they don't realize they couldn't have the seat they have. They couldn't have got elected if it wasn't for that Constitution that they hate, for that freedom that they hate, especially the women. I find that even more just mind-blowing. In some of these other countries that you love so much, you're nothing more than cattle. You are nothing more than something to be owned. I mean, are we for real here? Anyway, it's just amazing to me. And so, again, giving somebody kudos, holding somebody in high esteem, who hates Jews. Just amazing. I'll never get it. Anyway. all right. Breathe, Joe. Remember the old Lamaze classes, right? Breathe deep. I think I was talking about this earlier. About the Arizona recount. Here you have Republicans coming against Republicans. And it's not because they're tired of it and they want it gone. No, that's not it. It's a matter of we want a clean election. And there are so many areas in this that are just gray. If they weren't gray, if we had a little bit more trust in the process, it would be a whole different animal now, wouldn't it? At least I believe so. You've got more. I saw a chart earlier. I should have wrote it down. But I saw a chart earlier where they had pallets of ballots come in. And when the ballots came in, they count. You guys, you see those little, what are they? Those little mail trays. Not the big buckets, but the actual trays. So they have these trays coming in on the pallets. And when they went on the truck, were picked up, the manifesto says, 165 trays of ballots. When they get to the destination, what they offload is 200 trays of ballots. So let's just stop right there. Let's say that's the only beef I have. Those trays hold 100, probably 100 ballots each. Maybe 50, maybe 100, I don't know. You can't tell me there's a miscalculation from 165 to 200. 165 to 168 or even 175 I'll take. No. That's not it. Right? Come on, think about all of this. Somebody has to sit back. Somebody who's being honest about the election or anything of that fact is going to say, wait a minute, where'd the other 35 trays come from? One of the pallets was marked 155 trays. They took off 180. All right, not a whole bunch, but it is a whole bunch. If you're trying to steal an election, you're not voting for the other guy, right? You want your guy to get all the marks. So those extra 30 trays, what if they were all for Joe Biden? Right? What if every tray held 100 votes? You see what I'm saying? You can't say that nothing went wrong. It's all in our head. It's all in our mind. Recent poll of Democrats, God bless it, some of them think, Less than 58% of Dems would vote for Joe Biden in a 2024 primary. And the funny thing behind that is a recent poll behind on Kamala Harris. Her likability rate was in a tank. So nearly 37% of Democrats say they would absolutely vote for President Joe Biden to get in 2024. Well, 20% say they might vote for him. Right? That's great. Compared to over 49% of GOP voters say that they would absolutely support former President Donald Trump if he chooses to run again. 35% say that they would vote for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. See, I think the perfect ticket, and again, it's just me, right? I would do Trump and DeSantis. Just right now, in this snapshot, in this period of time, I would do Trump and DeSantis. Right? That way we can see how DeSantis is going to operate in that large of a capacity. Trump only gets 4 years. And then have DeSantis walk in and take the presidency for 8. You will have 12 years of straightening out this garbage. The garbage that the Dems have created. The poll also found that almost 21% of Democrats say they would likely vote for Biden. 26% say they would vote for someone else entirely. And 41% say that they would put their support behind Vice President Kamala Harris. That's shocking. Well, what it shows you is they're either A, they're ideologues, or they're just not paying attention. Right? 48% say that they approve of the job Joe Biden's doing, compared to 47% who say they disapprove. I mean, he's not doing well among his own people. Double T, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next break.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced Tuesday that he'd signed an executive order banning any government in his state from issuing a mask mandate. Abbott says the order clarifies an order from March when he opened up the state 100%. But some local municipalities chose to still enforce a mask mandate. Abbott tells CNBC about the effect his order will have on Texas's public schools as well.
Schools
they were allowed by the Texas Education Agency to continue to require masks. That requirement will end on June the 4th. However, both four schools, as well as all other operations, people are always allowed to make the choice on their own to wear masks. And so anybody can wear a mask if they want to. It's just that it's a decision to be made by Texans, not to be forced by government.
This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
Feel the rhythm now. You should be singing together, you and me. All night, holding hands and moving on. You should be singing together, you and me. Come on, baby.
We are back. You're listening to Real Sound on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855. Real Joe, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, just paying attention. And I know some of you are paying attention because you send me emails when you don't like something that I say, which is all right. I don't mind. Notice I don't read your stuff on the air. I mean, is it for any other reason other than I don't want you to think that, you know, I'm being nasty or anything along those lines, you know? I'm not, but whatever. Whatever works, you know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get them. Make sure you're involved. Make sure you're engaged. Make sure you're doing something with the information that you're getting from us. In all seriousness. I'm talking about how Joey B's luster is being lost in the Democrat Party. Which, I don't know about you guys, but for me, I'm not heartbroken at all. You? It's just a matter of time. These guys can't control themselves. So it's just a matter of time when they finally start seeing what he's doing and how it will affect them at the gas station, other places, they'll turn on him too. You watch. Mark my words. Alright. So what up? I want to play a clip from the young man that, you know, it went viral. And you got to watch this one. This young boy, he takes on the school board. And they have to be embarrassed as heck because he makes so much sense that they're not going to know what to do with him. They don't know what to do with him or how to deal with him.
I expected school to be a little bit different in the beginning, but I didn't think it would stay this way all year long, and I was surprised by the rules. A lot of them didn't make any sense to me, like the fact that we were not allowed to play on the playground or have student council or turn to face each other at lunch, and we also have to wear masks outside at PE and on track. I love my school and all, but my teachers seem really stressed, and that makes me feel bad. One teacher walks around with a clipboard full of referrals for any student whose mask isn't on properly. It makes me feel...
Did you hear that? The teacher walks around with a clipboard. Yeah, it's like that, what was that movie, Matilda, whatever it was? I got a clipboard and a pencil, right? Won't you really comply? Yeah. And seriously, they have become Gestapo-ish.
so scared. That same teacher yells at us having our masks down to drink water while we are outside in car line. She told us we had to wait until we were in our parents' car to have a drink of water.
We have to wait until you're in your parents'. That could be 2 hours. An hour or whatever. That ain't right. That's being over the top ridiculous.
Her mask down the entire time while she was yelling at us, which makes me
Now you missed that. So teacher, while she was yelling at them, had her mask down. Now think about that. We're not allowed to sing and worship in church because you will project out the virus.
My friends are very mad. This happens a lot. And it seems unfair teachers take their masks off while they yell at us kids and that we need to pull ours up. I asked my mom if there is a word for this, and she said there is. Hypocrisy. Wearing a mask all day.
Come on, everybody. Let's get all right for this kid, okay? There's a word for that. You are right, young man. It's called hypocrisy. I love it.
It makes me feel really tired and gives me really bad headaches. Sometimes I miss school and I need to lay low in the dark until they're gone. My mask also sticks to my face when it's really hot and it makes it hard to breathe. I feel like I can't catch my breath and that makes me feel claustrophobic and anxious. It's really stressful. I finished taking all of my FSAs and I had a hard time focusing with a mask on. A few weeks ago, I ran into my teacher outside of school. She didn't even recognize me because she's never seen my face before. But I knew it was her because she sits at her desk a lot without a mask on. I know.
You gotta love this kid, right? I mean, what is he doing to her right now? Just chopping her up because, you know, here she is, and this is such a Democrat thing to do, isn't it? Run around, tell me how I have to wear a mask, tell me how I hate people because I won't wear a mask, tell me how I don't care about people, I'm a low-life, low-IQ piece of turd, and what do? You're sitting in class without your mask on. That ain't right. What kind of example is that for the kids? Come on, lay it all out. Sees her at the store, sitting in a mask on. Well, I thought you said it was essential. I thought you said we didn't care about other people if we weren't. Oh, but you're different. Got it. Yeah, of course.
Well, my teacher has asthma and everything, but I understand why it's hard for her to wear a mask. And I think she should have that choice. But I should, too. I have allergies, and I feel really anxious with my face covered. But I'm not allowed a mask break like her. It seems unfair. All this seems unfair, and it doesn't make sense. I miss seeing people's face. I miss the way things used to be. I'm scared they'll never go back to normal. Breathing freely doesn't seem like something we should have to ask any other people for permission for. Please make masks optional today. It would be so awesome to end the school year on a really happy note like that. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, John. You did a good.
See that? I mean, here's the run him for office. Will you take his name down? Send that kid to. Let's put a congressional fund together for him. What do you think? Makes sense to me. Get this kid. Get him educated. Get him running for office. Seriously. See, our kids need to. They need to be more open like that. They need to be willing to make the noise. We don't allow them to, normally, or we allow them to, but on really kind of frivolous stuff at times. But I'm good with it. I think this kid did a great job. I don't know how some of you feel, but I think look, here's the bottom line with it. He's right. Right, he makes fun of the board's mandate, and they voted 4-1 to keep the masks, at least for the next 2 months, 3 months. About 2 months, I guess, total. Right? She's yelling at him with the mask down the entire time. He sees her out and about with the mask down the entire time. He gives him scientific proof that wearing the mask is not good for you. Right? So, kind of gives this 10-year-old kid a lot of credit. Hopefully it'll make a difference. Ultimately, hopefully, I don't think it will. A lot of these boards do not listen to the people who come up. Do not listen to their constituents, if you would. And that in and of itself is wrong. Now, I don't know if any of you guys were following this story from a long time ago. And every once in a while, a piece pops up. And I do it out of curiosity more than anything else. But in 2005, remember Natalie Holloway? She disappeared. And, you know, that was her parents. They made that happen. They made sure people were paying attention. It was very cool. And she disappeared during a high school graduation trip to Aruba. Now, when her mom was talking about this, it was all over the news. Dominated all night in the news, not anyone in particular. And even though there was no physical evidence, suspects, you know, popped up all over the place. People were talking to, I mean, the police were talking to people. 16 years later, though, her case is still confusing. And former L.A. Police Department Detective Mark Furman, remember him from the O.J. Simpson days? Yeah. You know, he has uncovered some information on this stuff. Because some of you get into this stuff big time. I know that you'll send me emails and say, hey, how come you don't do stories about this or that, mysteries and whatever? Because I don't. They don't excite me as much. This guy was interesting because, you know, Furman has been all over the place. And they all believe him to be, you know, a genius in this area. And I don't know if he is or isn't. Right? He's got some podcasts now going on, the Furman Dials, Diaries. But, you know, as these cases get older, they either produce absolutely nothing or something will come to the surface somewhere to let you know truly what happened. But part of the reason I even just touched on this is because this is one of those things where mom wouldn't let it go. The family wouldn't let it go. Otherwise, this would have been swept under the rug and just people would have moved on. But you can make a difference. You can make a lot of noise, and you can make a difference. Don't be seeing your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
They travel from world to world. Making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Surprise, surprise. Joe Messina, your host. We're back at it again. Just looking at something that says the University of California system will no longer require SAT and ACT scores for admission after settlement reached. So, look, I'm sorry these kids have been stuck at home, but there are ways to study for this. There are ways to get help. What about the schools that have been open and those kids that work so hard? Come on, really. And they keep their grades up. What happens to them? They don't get rewarded for that? I don't get the thinking. I think that's just bothering mostly. I do not get the thinking behind it. If I got the thinking behind it, it would be a different animal, I am sure. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. There's so many stories here that I want to get to. I know I'm not going to get to them all. Actually, I'm not going to get the most of them. I mean, like that. Oh, God bless America. You know, Texas just had a bunch of elections for school board. I think, education, I'm sorry. They do it a little differently there.
But this was an education cycle, I guess. And they got quite a few people to step up, and I understand they actually filled quite a few seats, but Democrats, you know, still took quite a few themselves. And I would love for you guys, somebody to answer, send me an email, whatever, joe@therealside.com. What would it take for you to run for school board? Our most precious little kids, our little angels from above, what would it take for you to take care of them? What would it take for you to make a commitment to 4 to 6 hours every other week, and maybe another 4 to 6 hours during the week, on off weeks especially? You know, you're getting your information together, making sure that what you're getting is true and real. Right? I mean, what would it take for you to do that? Well, what would keep you from doing it? Time? Remember, I was joking earlier. I love to joke about this, which is, if our founding father said, "Yeah, you know what? Got a lot to do. You know, we got to get the Thomas over to soccer practice every day. That's always tough. You know, and Mary or Elizabeth, she always has her knitting classes. Got to get her to those as well." What happened if they made all kinds of excuses? And I'm not saying you're necessarily making excuses. Maybe you are the only breadwinner. I don't know. But what's it worth to pull it back? What's it worth to take it back? What are you willing to do to get involved in these things? I mean, thank God for Tammy. I could have got two-thirds of what I did done without her. We had 4 kids to raise. A business that was growing and thriving. And it took 2 of us, and we had to make an open commitment. Yeah, you're going to run for school board. And when I got on there, it wasn't like, oh, okay, we're here. We don't have to do anything else now. It's not how it works. And if you're complaining, look, if you're complaining about what your kids are seeing and hearing at school, what they're learning in public education, I'm going to say it again. What are you willing to do about it? Right? Again, oh, God bless. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Who's the latest victim of cancel culture? Anybody know? Anybody? Come on. I knew they'd eventually get to her. For sure. For sure. Cancel culture has found a 26-foot-tall Marilyn Monroe in Palm Springs. Only been there forever, but whatever. And now they're going after it. Some people are delighted to have such a cultural art returning to Palm Springs. They love it. Right? People driving in, see what's going on, admiring the statue for whatever reason. Right? Might drive up some of the economy there. People might start coming back to the area just to see this. Well, Elizabeth Armstrong, previously the director of the Palm Springs Art Museum, is seeking removal of the 26-foot-high artwork. She says, you can see her underpants. Yes, she really did. I'm not joking. Detractors agree, saying that the return of the statue to Palm Springs is a problem because children can easily see up Marilyn's skirt. It's blatantly sexist, Armstrong told the NPR. It forces people to upskirt. No, it doesn't. What does she got? Back then, she got thong underwear on. I mean, really, what are you seeing? You seeing white bloomers? Polka dot bloomers? Pink bloomers? Whatever. What are you seeing? They see more of this on television than they do there. And I don't care how good of a parent you are. You can't shut it down fast unless you're not watching TV at all. Now, upskirting is a modern term used to describe the secret recording of an image used by cell phone of another person's private parts. I mean, there are guys that attach little cameras to their sneakers. You know, their shoes. Sick people. The current art museum director, Louis Grachos, he agrees selling the town council. Kids leaving our museum, having the first thing that they see is the undergarments of underwear of this enormous Marilyn sculpture. Listen, paint it all white then.
Don't make it another garden. Just paint it neutral white. Make it a sale. I don't know what to tell you. Well, why does this have to be such a big deal? It's a statue. Right? And it's not even about they're offended strictly by seeing her underwear. They want the misogyny stopped. Right? They want to. So apparently, this was men that decided to make this and put it up there, and they wanted to see her underwear. It's like, give me a break. Can you stop it, please? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. 26-foot-tall stainless steel and aluminum sculpture of Monroe called Forever Marilyn. It was in the downtown Palm Springs area from 2012 to 14. It's coming back to the city after a seven-year hiatus. Yeah, she makes the majority of the people very happy. That's what I'm talking about. Stop it. Stop. The ones, the few, that screamed the loudest with no real reason why, stop the misogyny. Because it's only men who like the statue. It's only men who want to see her fake underwear, right? The Dada is a managing director of the Palm Springs Hilton and the head of the Palm Springs Resorts and Hospitality Organization. The organization, they've decided that Forever Maryland, her future home would be in the Coachella Valley. So when you look at this stuff again, you see why, first of all, why waste so much time with it? And secondly, it's just a statue. No, really, it's just a statue. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Well, you knew it was going to get there eventually, right? Wasn't going to be easy for anybody. All right, some of you need to check into this. The this is great. I love this stuff. But you're looking at the Supreme Court could, you know, they could upend, what is it, nearly 50 years of the abortion law? And it's really, you know, we got to stop calling it the abortion law. Because it's not like the law. You know what I'm saying? And Republican legislation, they've been pushing hard on these pro-life bills. Hey, I think you should. Ultimately, people can decide what they want to do with their bodies, ultimately. I'm not really keen on some of the stuff that you see these kids do with the implants under their skin and how many holes they make. I mean, you know what I mean? At some point in time, somebody's going to go, wait a minute, that's dangerous. From a health standpoint, that's dangerous. And I would take almost like a permission slip. You want to do all this stuff to your body? Okay, cool. We're cool. All right? Here, sign this. What is this? Well, this is just something that says you want freedom from government, which is fine. You want it to stay out of your hair so you can make as many holes in your face as you want to. You can smoke what you want to smoke, drink what you want. Well, God bless you. Good. We're good with that. Sign this form. What's the form? Well, the form just basically says because you're an adult that you have two brain cells that actually work and you've decided that you can make your own decisions for your life and that we shouldn't put any holes, any kind of bars up for you that you have to cross over. You sign this that you are 100% for your own life up to and including sickness and death. So if you get sick from all this drinking, if you get sick from all this dope smoking, whatever other drugs you're taking, just because you shouldn't have the government in your way, well, you don't have to. Don't ask us to rush you to the hospital and take care of you. Don't ask us to get involved in your health care, the emergency services you're going to need. Right? You want government to stay out of your way. Joe Mancini, your host. God bless. Thanks for being with me again. Appreciate your time you're spending with me. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid because we want you back here with us tomorrow.